All the korbanot are eaten by the kohanim. The kohanim can eat the korbanot in any way that they please. They can eat them roasted, or shalak, which is cooked very much, or mavushal, regularly cooked. For the faithful tov on tivle chulin, the tivle truma divi rabbi mer. So too, they can put spices in the basar to make it taste better. They can put either tivle chulin, or spices that are truma according to Rabbi Shimon. We learned this down from the pasuk. The pasuk said, "L'cha nasatin l'mashcha l'gedula k'derech sham malachim ochlam," that the kohanim can eat the basar b'gedula like malachim, meaning to say they can eat the basar in any way that they desire. So therefore, they can put spices in the basar or cook it in the way that they choose. Rabbi Meir, Imer lo yitein l'toychon tibley truma, so lo yavi es truma l'idei psul. Rabbi Meir said the kohen should not put into the basar korbanah the spices that are truma, in order that the truma should not come l'idei psul, meaning to say, since the korbanos can only be eaten for a small amount of time, some korbanos for only one day and one night, and other korbanos for 2 days and one night, and it's very possible that the korban would come l'idei noser. If the korban is not eaten within the allotted time, it would be noser and would have to be burnt, and the tavlin or truma would have to be burnt with it. And since the tavlin are put into the korbanos, and the time, the taste of the korbanos is nivlat into the tavlin of truma, so the truma would have the same din of the korbanos. And kohanim are mechuyev to guard over truma so that it should not come l'idei psul. By virtue of putting it into the korbanos, it very easily can come l'idei psul, that it would be noser, so therefore the kohen should not put tavlin truma into his korbanos. If somebody sees that shemen is being given out to the kohen, he does not have to ask, what is the shemen that is being given to the kohen to be eaten? As it has to be one of the two following things. Either it is meiser shemen of a minchas Yisrael, which is that Yisrael who is menadei b'minchas mafeitan, or has one of two choices. Either he can bring chalos matzahs, blue lace b'shemen, which are mixed with oil, or he could bring rekikin matzahs, meshuchim b'shemen, anointed with oil. If he decides to bring rekikin, he would take a lok shemen and pour from the lok shemen onto the rekikin in the shape of a chaf yubanas, which the Rambam says is similar to an X. And the leftover oil, which is left from the lok after he has meshed a chaf yubanas on the rekikin, is given out to the kohen to be eaten. The second possibility, when somebody sees that shemen is being given out to the kohen to be eaten, is that it is a leftover of the light shemen of a mitzvah. As a mitzvah, when he becomes tar, besides bringing korbanos, he also brings a lok shemen. And the kohen takes from the lok shemen and pours it on his left palm. And from the oil on his left palm, he sprinkles on the mizbeach, and he puts some of the oil on the mitzvah. And the leftover oil from the lok, which was not poured onto his palm, is given out to the kohen to be eaten. So therefore, when somebody sees the shemen is given out to the kohanim, it must be from one of these two things. If somebody sees the shemen is being put on the fire, that a kohen is pouring shemen onto the mizbeach to be burnt, the person does not have to ask, what is the shemen that is being burnt on the mizbeach, as it can only be one of the two following things. Ela maisa rekike minchas kohanim, u'minchas kohen ha-mashiach she'ein mitnad bin shemen. It must be either the leftover from the rekikim of a minchas kohen, as it then is that a mincha that is brought by a kohen is different than a mincha that is brought by Yisrael. When a kohen is menadei a mincha, it is totally consumed on the mizbeach, as opposed to the mincha of the Yisrael. Part of it is eaten by the kohen, and just like the mincha itself is entirely consumed on the mizbeach, the leftover shemen when a kohen is menadei a mafi taner is also consumed on the mizbeach. It is not given out to the kohen to be eaten. So therefore, that's one possibility when somebody sees a shemen is being burnt on the mizbeach. And the second possibility is that it is a leftover shemen from a minchas kohen ha-mashiach. This is referring to the minchas chavitin that a kohen gadol brings every day, mechtiso b'boker, mechtiso b'erev, half in the morning and half in the evening. And the mincha is brought with a lot of shemen, 3 logan of shemen for every isaron of soles. And the leftover shemen also is burnt on the fire, as the chavitin also is entirely consumed on the mizbeach, and the leftover shemen also is burnt on the mizbeach, as shemen cannot be burnt as in the double. Meaning to say that since a person cannot bring shemen alone as an adavah. So therefore, when we see that shemen is being given out to the kohanim or being brought from his bath, it must be that this shemen either comes from a mincha of either Yisrael or a kohen, or it comes from the lok shemen of a mitzvah. There's no other possibility. Rabbi Tarfon, Oimer mitznadvin shemen. Rabbi Tarfon says it is possible to be menadev shemen. If somebody wants to be menadev shemen alone without a korban, he can do so. He can't be menadev less than a lok. He would be menadev a lok, and we would take some of that lok and burn it on the mizbeach. The rest would be given out to the kohanim. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, if we see shemen that is either being burnt on the mizbeach or being given out to the kohanim, it's not necessarily from one of the above things. It's possible that the shemen was brought as an adult.